Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. This is going to be the third and final part of our series on Big Pharma. And in this episode, what we're going to be talking about is not a pill or a vaccine or, you know, something like that. What we're going to be talking about today is something that is much more atrocious than a lot of the other issues that we've talked about. And that is IVF. So, buckle your seatbelts. This episode is called Big Pharma Part 3, IVF. Let's get started. So, Trump wants to expand IVF. And I've liked a lot of the things he's done. And a lot of the things, some of the things he said. Not all, but a lot. However, this is definitely one thing that I do not agree with. Because, while I am pro-life, I also know that God did not intend for babies to come from test tubes. I've kind of talked about this subject already in one of our debate coverage episodes, but it's worth repeating. There is a very big moral problem with creating children in a lab, because not only is that not what God intended, because if he had, then that's how all children would have been created from the time of, you know, after Adam and Eve were created and they started having kids. From that time onward, that's how they would have been created if that's what God intended. But that's not what he intended. It's unnatural. It's an abomination unto him, I would say, to create children in test tubes, especially when you then consider that the children who are created are then frozen, and then if they are quote-unquote unused, they are thrown away. They are murdered. They are destroyed, as some might euphemistically put it. And that is wrong. Human life was not meant to be bought and sold. This is the closest modern analog we have. I mean, I know slavery still exists in some parts of the world, and it's not legal. This is the closest legal modern analog we have to legally recognize slavery, I would say. Because while it's not apples to apples, these people are not being created just to work for somebody else and to be then sold again and again throughout their lives. I acknowledge that. These aren't slaves. But, hear me out here. This is the closest analog we have because, in both cases, human life is being bought and sold. The slave was bought and sold in the slave markets. Sometimes he was sold multiple times throughout his life and bought multiple times throughout his life. He was either born a slave or he was bought in Africa, and well, even in Africa, slavery was very common. Some, if not all of these, probably not all, but many, actually, I know not all because a few were kings, but many were slaves already in Africa before they were brought over. So, and then IVF, you know, the couple has to pay to have that done. It's not done for free, which I know, you know, business has to keep its lights on, but this is still buying and selling a child, essentially. And it's the same problem I have with surrogacy. And in surrogacy, it's even worse, I would say, because then this third party, this other woman, is forced to carry this kid for several months, 9 months, if the pregnancy goes to term and all that. And then to give up that kid that she has carried, and that's not what the body was intended to do, because the body was intended that the woman would carry the child and then have the child and then hopefully, if she doesn't give it up for adoption or whatever, raise the child. And, you know, even when people give up children for adoption right after birth, you know, it's painful for them. So we know that, you know, people weren't meant to just have a child and then just give that child up right away. Like, that's not what was meant to happen. That's not what God intended. He intended for a child to have a mother and a father, and preferably they would be his biological mother and father, although I know we live in a fallen world and, you know, parents die or they can't take care of their kids or whatever it may be. So some children do end up being adopted. I have friends who have been adopted. They're nice people. Nothing against them. They couldn't help it, what happened. I'm not saying any of this to impugn people who have been adopted. That's not what I'm saying at all. In fact, I'm going to later on encourage adoption over this. But yeah, human life was not meant to be commodified. We're not cows or pigs or dogs. We're not meant to be bought and sold. We are children of God. We are image bearers of God. We're not meant to be a commodity. And that's what IVF and surrogacy turn people into. They turn, especially babies. It's even worse somehow because it's babies. Babies who could not choose, had no control over the circumstances of their conception. And that's also one of the reasons, getting into one of the reasons why I oppose abortion. Under the quote-unquote exceptions for terrible things that happen to the mother. But babies have no control over any of that. I don't think consent is the most important thing morally, so even if an adult decided that he wanted to sell himself into slavery for some reason I cannot fathom, that would still be bad. But it's even worse when it's a baby that's being bought and sold, because the baby could not sign up for it. He could not say, I want to be carried by this one woman and then given to these other people who paid to have me be created. Like, or I want to be created in a test tube and then given to these parents. Like, none of that was supposed to happen, and the baby couldn't even consent to any of it, even if you are one of those who thinks consent among humans is more important than God's consent, which should be the most important. So there's that. The other issue, well, one of the other issues here, in addition to the children who are unnecessarily killed by being thrown out if they are quote-unquote unused for so long. And the other issue with, the other issue here, other than children being bought and sold like cattle, is that sometimes the mom and dad are not a mom and dad. Sometimes you get two men or two women living in sin who decide they want a child. Excuse me. And so they go through this IVF, surrogacy, or whatever it may be, to have a child. Which is bad, because not only are they going to then raise that child in their sin, but then also that child is going to have no mother or no father at all, biological or otherwise, in their lives. I mean, there are some cases where, like, the mother might play some small role, or the father might play some small role in the kid's life. But even those are kind of the exception and not the rule, and it's just not the same as being raised by both a mother and a father. And we find that especially with boys, statistically speaking, setting aside the biblical arguments for a second, statistically speaking, boys that grow up with no father tend to be especially more prone, even than girls, to fall into, you know, crime or academic issues or both. They tend to struggle in life, basically. Especially if they don't have another male figure. And I would say, you know, having no mother, I haven't seen as much statistics into this, but I would guess that having no mother probably affects girls more than it does boys, in the same way that having no father affects boys more than it does girls, even if girls are not found to commit as many crimes who are motherless as boys without fathers, it's still whatever effects having no mother would have on a girl, or no mother in her life, I guess I should say. Because every child does have a mother and a father, regardless of how active they are in their lives. I would say that it logically would follow that if having no father in the picture affects boys more than girls, then having no mother in the picture probably then also affects girls more than it does boys. So in either case, it's like, not only is the child being bought and sold, but then also, if the mother and the father are not a mother and a father, it's two men or two women, or one person, you know, one man, one woman, whatever, then, that child is then being purposely deprived of the other parent, and raised in sin. Deliberately raised in sin. So, that's also a problem. And then the other problem is that we have children in foster care. We have children who need a home already, who have been born, who have been conceived naturally as it is. According to Google, the AI review that comes up when you Google this, quote, in 2022, there were 368,530 children in foster care in the United States. According to Statista, this is a decrease from 2021 when there were 391,641 children in foster care, end quote. That's not from me. That's not from some other podcaster even, or some right-wing news source. That is from Google. That is the amount of children who are in foster care in the U.S. Doesn't even count other countries. Because, yes, some people do adopt children from other countries. Which, again, not impugning them at all. I have friends who have been adopted from other countries and raised here in America. They are perfectly fine people. None of this is to impugn them, either. It's just pointing out that here in the U.S., this is the number of children who are in foster care. Which means that there are hundreds of thousands of kids who already need homes without going to these links to unnaturally create more. And then you'll hear, the main argument you hear from the apologists for this is, well, these people want to be parents. Which, again, adoption. It's that simple. And then you'll also hear them say, well, but they want it to be their kid. Okay, here's the thing, and this is a symptom of a much bigger problem in our society, where people, there's like a selfishness that's just endemic in our society. It leads to a lot of the problems we're having, and this is one of them, is that it's all, people think it's all about me, or you, instead of considering God or considering other people, or both. I would say and both, actually, because, you know, the people who fall into this selfishness, they don't consider either. They don't consider God or other people. And this argument is selfish by nature because it's only assuming the needs and the wants, or considering the needs and the wants of the prospective parents. It's not considering the needs and wants of the children, either the children who are already needing homes or the children who will be created by this abomination, or destroyed in the process of being created by this abomination. It's not considering or considering God, because, again, God did not intend for children to be born in a laboratory. It's not considering any of that. It's only considering the parents. And here's an analogy that might help you, that might be food for thought. Not a perfect analogy, but an analogy. So, let's say you have a 3-year-old toddler, and you ask him, okay, what do you want for breakfast? And he says, chocolate cake. And let's say you say, okay, that's not going to work. Chocolate cake is not healthy. You need stuff that's actually going to nourish you, blah, blah, blah. You go into all the arguments. You try to explain to him why chocolate cake is not breakfast food. And let's say that, you know, those are arguments. Those are logical, well-rounded arguments out of concern for the child's health. And let's say the child's only argument is, but I want chocolate cake. And that's all he says over and over again. I want it. I want it. I want it. Me, 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 me. He doesn't consider what you're saying. He doesn't consider the, because he's a child, obviously. So even then he'd have more of an excuse, which is one reason why this is not a perfect analogy. But let's say that's his only argument is me, 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 me. I want this. I want that. That's a selfish argument. Just like the, well, they want this. They desire that. They want to be parents. They want this. They want that. Just like, that's a selfish argument. And as I said, the child in the chocolate cake scenario is at least a little bit more justified. Well, I don't even know if justified is the right word, but has more of an excuse because he's a child. These are adults saying, I want this to be my kid. I don't want to adopt a kid that's already there. There's absolutely nothing going on morally. It's all about them, them, them. So that's another problem. So thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you've enjoyed it or considered it to be food for thought. You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, the RSS feed, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. You can also contact us on our Facebook page at Jesse's Fireside Chats and on X at JFSCPod. You can also send us an email if you feel so inclined at jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's JESSEASfiresidechats@gmail.com. Thank you so much. Feel free to pass this along to anybody you know that might be interested. And hopefully, you'll come back next time. We'd love to have you. Have a blessed day.